Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your hosts, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to another great, fantastic show with Psychic Secrets Radio and myself, Angel Ann, and my beautiful co-host, Psychic Zelda Kelly. And today we have February 4th, so we are into the second month of this year. Isn't that brilliant? And as you maybe heard, I'm coming live from Stockholm, Sweden today, and so I'm back in the cold. Yesterday we had -7. I'm not going to run away beforehand here, but it's really chilly here. Specifically if you come from 15, 18 degrees, right? So anyway, on today's show, we're going to talk to how to cut the cords, my favorite topic, spiritual hygiene, right? Taking care of your spirituality. And we also introduce a way for you to be able to get a free mini reading from us, since we know that we have always many callers. We appreciate and love you, all of you. And our time here is limited. And if you write a question in the chat room before the show ends, we will answer your question after the show, if you can see that we can't have time enough to grab your call, right? And once again, you're so welcome to call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. And you are free to ask any spiritually related question as well if you want to. We try to answer. So we would love to talk to you. So call in at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus one before the number. You can listen live and text chat at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. And let me bring on my beautiful, wonderful, best in the whole world co-host, beautiful Zelda Kelly. Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. I was going to say, and since she's not here, I'll fill in for her. Hi, everybody. How are you? Oh, I'm sorry that you are in the cold. And you know what this brings on? The weather report, I got to tell you. Today, where I am, I'm still in Georgia. I'm deciding where I want to go next. So I thought, well, I just hang out and stay here. And so it's beautiful. It's sunny. It is, well, it is 9 degrees Celsius here, and which translates to 48 degrees Fahrenheit. It is beautiful. The sun is so bright.
Oh, wow.
The sky is clear. But a couple of days ago, we had some torrential rains and wind, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know, what is going on here? And it was really, really coming down good style and very cold, extremely cold. Now here we are, beautiful, nice, nice, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's probably about as high as it's going to get today, maybe another degree, but it's beautiful. So do you have snow over there or ice right now, Anne? What do you have now there?
We have ice and snow. How nice, right?
Oh. Oh.
So, you know, it's not, they had snow for some time, and that's a benefit because they put on sand, right? So you can walk on it. It's actually worse in the beginning, the first, you know. And it's worse when the snow is melting, it becomes water, and then it freezes, and then it comes fresh new snow on top of that. That's the bliss.
Yes. Sounds like staying indoors. That would be me. Staying in, and I'll see you in the spring thaw. That's what it would be for me. I was raised in cold Ohio. Yes, and no thank you. So I can imagine.
I bet. Ohio is cold, right?
Oh, it's very cold. Ohio is a beautiful state, but it can get bitter cold in the winter, fall in the winter. And last time I was there was 2017, and it was so bitter cold. I was not living in Ohio. I was actually living in Tennessee, and I could not get out of there fast enough. Couldn't leave fast enough. And I'm like, you know, I love everybody. I'm going. I cannot take that cold anymore. You know, your body acclimates, you know, to different temperatures and different. And when it's almost like a shock. But yes. So, well, hopefully you're staying in and being warm today, my friend. And I'm excited. I got to tell you, I'm excited for today's topic because this is a topic that I really don't know anything. I know just enough to know that I don't know enough. And I'm excited for you to talk about this because I believe that so many people need this. We are experiencing a time, and I think you know with your calls, and I know with my calls, that we have a lot of people who feel and can't explain it, a clinginess, a neediness, a connection with someone they don't either want or can't explain, or situations, circumstances. And I'm excited because I think that we need this. We need this. And I myself am looking forward to taking this on. So I'm excited for that, my dear.
Oh, how nice. It's my favorite topic because I actually do this basically every day, so we can talk about that. First, you know, I'm excited about, and this is your call, right? You remember what we talked about last show? I'm always kind of clipping my mind, right?
I do. Well, I do remember, and we discussed how we can apply the universal laws in our lives. That was a great show. Because we talked about just the universal law for those of you who are first-time callers, the universal law is exactly like the law of gravity. There's like 21 plus universal laws of reciprocity, the laws of gender, the laws of assumption, the law of manifestation, vibration, frequency. There are a lot of laws. And why do we call them laws? Well, it's because they are solid. It's in place, just like gravity. We had a great show, and I think I learned a lot from it. And a lot of times, you know, you don't think that you're actually utilizing these laws in our everyday life and that we can bring in the positive as well as the negative and not really even understand how we're bringing in negative, but we do. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was a wonderful show, and it's everything is a part of the piece for the big puzzle, right? So applying the laws and reminding oneself, because I always learn a lot through all our shows as well, because it's so many things we can know, and the more we start to dig in and the more we grow and develop, the more we actually understand that, oh, I don't know anything really, because it's so many
That's
things, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, we work in a, I'm sorry, go ahead. There I did. There, no. Everybody who's keeping track, I stepped on Anne. This is number one today. My apologies.
Okay. I made a notification here. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay,
I love
good.
You anyway. It doesn't matter. So, no, I don't know what I was saying. So anyway, go ahead, please.
Well, I don't know what I was, I was going to say that you and I, and I think there's many out there that listen in, work in this area of life and this arena, that the moment that we think that we're starting to know and understand, we're taught that we really don't know and understand, and we've got a long way to go. And ever since I have started this journey decades ago, I learn every day. You learn, and I seek to learn, and I still study every day. And you have to. I study the cards. I study because I want to make sure our information is factual when we pass it on to other people. We have a responsibility for that. And with this comes the responsibility of sharing the correct information the best that we can with others. Sometimes things don't come to fruition the way that we see it at that particular time, but I say it's only because God and the universe have a better plan when that happens. So there we go. That's what I was going to say.
Wonderful. So how about, because I can see that our board here is living up like a Christmas tree, and we're after Christmas, right?
That's right.
Being funny again. How about making just a few short announcements? You know I love that, right? So I'm starting to dance.
You know, I know you. I think you need to do that. You love that. So we'll do that, and then we'll start with our topic. I'm excited. I know everyone else is too.
Yes. So we go dive right into it. Here we go.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239. Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host, Psychic Angel Ann, and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Anne and myself. We would love to have you. See you there. We now have a tip jar available at our page at www.blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you have a chance and you have a little extra jingle in your pocket, if you'll stop over, and we would appreciate any donation that you can. Of course, we love to have you here and you're not obligated at all, but this helps us keep the show going. Thank you so much in advance for your generosity, and of course, we love having you here. Thanks so much.
Yay! We added a few things today, right?
Yay! We did.
Thank you for that. It's handy to have something recorded, actually, to be honest with you. It's a good administration, so to speak. And now, do you want us to dive straight into how to cut the cord?
I I would love that. I know, you know, bravo, I'm clapping. Yes, please. And I'm ready to take some notes. So please, Angel Anne, enlighten us.
Yes. So this is all about keeping our spiritual energy clear. So because it's very normal for us when we interact with others, which we do basically on a daily basis, right? So we are living in this world and we create. It's normal to create. So don't fear creating cords. We do it all the time. We do it when we go and pay in the supermarket. We do it when we talk to someone over the phone. We do it with our loved ones. We do it with basically everyone, right? And normally, these energetic cords, they dissipate by themselves, right? So it's because everything is energy. If you think about that, it's kind of logical too. We create these things all the time, like a bonding, energetic bonding. But sometimes when there's tension in the air, it may be circumstances, it can be we have an emotional connection, we disagree with someone, or it have come to some sort of connection where we kind of can't just release someone, and even if we are happily living with them, it can become something that adds up, that builds up. I think that all of us can see these cords differently. For me, they appear in my inner vision like tentacles. That sounds gross, right? I'm sorry for that. But that's how I can see them. It's like, you know, some people can see them as ropes or like a yarn that have many cloths in it, right? But I see them as tentacles, and they do attach on our body. We can send them attached to on someone, and we can have those attachments on us because it's actually attachments when they are remaining, right? With time, they can build up and they can be quite thick. We can even get these things with entities and spirits from the other side, right? And that's not healthy either. We usually understand that something is a little bit off because we can feel drained of energy. We are not having all our energy for ourselves, right? Because from the very beginning, and if we have a clear energy, we all have access to divine source energy. Everyone are equal. We all have the same, right? But when there is something coming in, maybe we are too attached to someone, or we have a disagreement or argumentation, or there is some sort of fight going on. Those build up, right? They are not supposed to build up because it's not something that can hurt us. We're not going to be too bad, but we can feel tired, drained, confused, and a lot of other things. And it can create a little bit of chaos because we are not in our own energy. It's simply, if you think of it in that way. And there are many ways to cut cords, right? I do it as a part of my spiritual hygiene, as I said, just like taking that shower every day, brushing your teeth, combing your hair, taking care of yourself. It's equally important to take care of your energy. Specifically, as Miselda said, we live in a world where there's a whole lot of energies going on. And we don't need to blame ourselves if we get something attached to us because, you know, it happens. It may not be that someone is ill-willed or evil or bad or too negative person. Most of the time they don't attach anything onto someone else out of being mean, right? It's happening for other reasons because there's tension in the air and there are many other things going on. But what happens when we are having a clear energy and cutting the cords and things of that nature is that we are in our own personal energy. That's where we are supposed to be. And we hear ourselves better. We don't get confused, because if you have someone else's energy attached onto you, or you're attached to them, you can get a lot of stuff from them too. So it can be difficult to determine what is coming from me, what is coming from them. So it creates confusion in general, and draining of energy. And we all have access to get that life force and divine source energy from directly from source, as we are supposed to do, right? So part of that spiritual hygiene, one can do it as one wants, right? Personally, I just love to connect to, I say, God, Jesus, all the angels, all the ascended masters. I call in the Mahatma energy. I call in the violet flame, because they have purifying energy, very strong energy. And you can create your own way, how you feel, what you feel, ways, what you feel guided to, and your guides and helpers, and anyone you want to name. And then I visualize myself, I ground myself from my feet down into the middle of the earth with strong roots, very strong roots. And then I ask to connect upwards to all of those who I mentioned, so I don't need to say it another time, right? And my way of cutting cords is to call in Archangel Michael. And I ask him to come, and I ask him something. It goes like this, I think. I'm sorry for stumbling on the word today. So please, Archangel Michael, help me cut the cords in all existence of time and space. And please feel any empty space created by the cord cutting within me with golden creator substance for myself and whatever is appropriate for the other part, because I don't want to state what's the right thing for them, because then I would create something more with them, right? So I leave that up to divine source and the angels and the ascended masters, because they know better. And then I say, in all existence of time and space, to cover all backwards in time, forward, present moment, everything, for the highest good of all involved. And that also is like stating that I'm not the one that knows everything, right? Because we don't. So it's a good thing to be humble too. And then I'm kind of done. You don't need to sit in deep meditation to do this. It's more important to get it done. Deep meditation is good to do when you have time for it, but don't stress yourself, because sometimes we simply don't. So you can just say this if you are walking to the sub, for instance, on your way there, while you're sitting somewhere, when you're doing something else, maybe you have chores at home to do. The most important thing is to just ask for it, because that's also a universal law, right? We need to ask for things that we want and help with doing certain things and state them. It's all about intention. And because I work with this for such a long time, I do advise people very often, because it's something very important. It's good to do this once a day. You can do it as many times you want, if you feel for it, of course. It's nothing that says that there's a limit for doing anything, right? But at least once a day. If we have an issue going on that we want to cut cords and create something better, better connection or better energies around us or someone else, we don't need to specify. And we need to keep it up for at least 21 days, 3 weeks, because energy is like everything else, needs time to settle, right? It's like a habit. A habit takes 3 weeks to make it something you do as a routine, right? And this goes the same. It takes time for the energies to settle. And something else that people are afraid of, They often ask me, but I don't want to cut out someone. I don't want to cut them out from my life. But you don't do that. That's not about it, right? What happens is that you ask for help to cut the cord. You don't need to specify. It's actually better not to specify, because there may be other situations or something else that you don't say that's still going to interfere with you. And you cannot cut away a person. You cannot cut away soul connection. You cannot cut things in that sense, because that's always going to be there. You cut the cords, the negative energetic cords, right? And of course you can cut someone if you want to, but that's another thing to do. That's more like action in real life, right? When you take real action, it's a very different thing. And this is only energy. So trying to figure out if I forgot something here. I think it's very important to keep it up. And it is preferable not only to stick with 21 days, but to keep it up, continue doing it, because we need this in this world. Every single day, as I said in the beginning, we are creating and sharing a normal thing. And not everyone is feeling good all the time. Sometimes you can feel like something is off here. If you step into the store or you're going to a room with our others, and you can, it's almost like you can cut the energy with a knife, right? You can feel it. So this is why it's so good to do. And it is helpful. I also want to say that if we have our lives and we are starting this process, don't fear if things seem to get worse in the beginning. It happens many times, just like any healing. It's like that healing crisis that people are talking about, right? It just shows that it works. You are moving around the energy with what you are doing, and that is helpful. So don't give up. If someone, for instance, in your life is grumpy and they get worse, they get more grumpy. Just continue what you do. And the beautiful thing is, because we cannot change someone else, we cannot really force anyone else to do what we want or change them, right? But we can work with ourselves. And what happens is that if I continuously start to try to keep my energy clear and clean and cut anything that's not supposed to be there, I do help other people as well, because I'm going to vibrate better, have a better frequency and vibration. So, Miss Zelda, I don't know, did I miss anything?
Oh, my goodness. That is so, thank you very much. That is so informational. And I have a question.
Yes.
Because let's say, okay, now we are continuing to do this on a daily basis. And as time goes on, this becomes, I'm going to say, our basically daily tradition that we do, or our daily, not tradition, but our daily task. Does that mean that since now we are becoming more aware of cords or attachments of energy to us, that if there are new attachments, will we become more aware of them in the beginning? Can we sense that? Or is that something that blends in with the rest of it? I don't know if that makes any sense. Do you know what I mean with that?
Yes, I think I know what you mean. And we can sense it. First of all, usually if we start to do it because we experience something that is a challenge, right? And we start practicing this. Within those 21 days, it's difficult to say exactly. Sometimes it comes right away. Sometimes it can take even a little bit more than 21 days, right? But anything is normal. But you can sense a shift. You can see a shift. Because here's what's going on. When you cut your cords and everything around yourself, your perception is going to change. Because what you see in the outer world,
okay,
is a reflection of you. So you're going to see things differently. And even if you can't change people and make them do what you want them to do, they are going to have to change their response towards you because you changed. I don't know if that makes
wonderful
sense to you.
It does. Now, another question.
Yes.
Does this help in forgiveness? Does this help for those people that have had conflict in the past and it's very hard to forgive? Does this help with forgiveness of any type of thing like that?
Yes, it does. And actually practicing forgiveness is another thing we can talk about if you want to, because that's important too. And it does help. It doesn't mean that everyone is going to be like we want them to be. That's important to know, right? Because they have free will and choice. And sometimes practicing cord cutting actually means that some people actually walk away from you. Because it's like you come to a T cross, right? And
yes,
you can't continue forward because you need to work on yourself and you need to do things, right? So something needs to change, and this is a wonderful energy to be able to help you change things for yourself, because we can only work with ourselves, right? We can't change the outer world. We can change from within, and this is a part of it, a big part. So sometimes it actually does happen that people, either they continue being in you, go on the other side, or they just drop off kind of thing. But you know how I see that? If you have a very tricky situation, I usually say it's 50-50. Either they come your way or either they walk away. But when you find yourself in a big challenge, anything is better than to keep on the same loop of energy where you feel you're stuck, right? Sometimes you can feel you're stuck for a very long time, for years, right? So something needs to change, and to change something, we need to change something in the energy. We can change other things with the energy, but this is a good start to clear ourselves, to not have any attachments and having anything from other people's energies, right? So about forgiveness, and I heard many people say too, but I can't forgive that. I just won't. And you know, forgiving someone, it actually doesn't mean to accept what someone did to us. It doesn't mean that I say it was totally okay for you to hit me, right? And just to give a very simple example. No, it's not. But it has to come from the heart, but it has also to be genuine, right? And it's all about releasing the energy too. It's another way of releasing an energy, because then if we hold on to anger, resentment, hurt for someone, we keep the same. It's just like we are rebuilding those cords again, right? And that's not a good thing to be, because we need to be free and that person needs to be free. So when I practice forgiveness, I always say I forgive this person for everything, or you can name someone, or you can say it very generally for everyone. For anyone who ever hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, in all existence of time and space. And then I say, I ask for forgiveness for anything I've done, anyone, consciously or unconsciously, in any existence of time and space. And I forgive myself for anything I've done to myself, consciously or unconsciously, in all existence of time and space, right? Because usually we have easier to forgive someone else than we are hard on ourselves, and that's no good either. So here's the thing too. It's about intention in both cases, cutting cords and forgiveness as well, right? So it's not like I forgive you for what you did, but I'm still going to hold on because I can't really release it because it feels like I'm going to accept. is not about accepting, but it's like you need to release that energy because you can't hold on to it. Otherwise, you're going to have it with you for many, many years, right? So you need to come to that place. I don't say it's easy. It's very easy to talk about those things. Sometimes it can take a very long time to come to that place. Intention is important too. And I can tell you guys a little bit of a funny story. I think it was around a year or two in my life. I was so annoyed because every time I went into town with friends or by myself, everyone kind of, they pushed me, they stepped on my toes, they kind of did everything. And I have a little bit of a temper, right? So I, you know, oh, what are they doing? Oh, gosh. And I started swearing and I said stuff and I, you know, got angry. And then I practiced cord cutting and trying to clear myself of forgiveness and everything. But here's the kicker. If we come from a place of anger when we do it, that's not a good place to be. So we need to be in a calm place when we do it. We can do it anyway, but, you know, it's like the laws of attraction and things of that nature, right? So we do attract. If we are angry, we're going to attract more of that. And that actually happened to me. So I was out with a friend, a female friend, one day in town. And I was standing in at a good place, but everyone, they stepped on me, they pushed me, they did everything. She was untouched. And I just looked at her and I said, what's happening with you? No one is doing anything with you. Everyone's coming. It's like flies coming to a piece of sugar here. They push me, they step on me, they do everything. And I got angry. So I said, I need to work on my anger. I need to release my anger because otherwise I'm doing it, those practices out of coming from my anger, and that's going to attract more. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I know we're running out of time, and I have one real quick question. And because I hear every day, no kidding, someone calls me and says, we broke up 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. I can't get that person out of my heart. I can't get them out of my head. I try. I can't. I know a lot of that is a law of attraction because the moment that you say you can't do something, the universe says, okay, if you can't, then we'll just give you more because they're not there to make a decision if that's really what you want or not. But will cord cutting help with those many of us who say that person's been in my heart? I mean, I know people for 20 years. I've not been able to get over him or I've not been able to get over her. Or will cord cutting help with that releasing of that energy to help people move on?
It does, actually. But it doesn't mean that it's not a quick fix, right? So it's not something we do one time and then we're going to see the world changing around us. No, it's not going to happen that way. It's a process, like everything else, right?
Okay.
So, but if
Beautiful.
You practice it, yeah, if you practice it, it's going to help you. And it's going to help you personally. And it's going to reflect because you started to do something. You started a changing process within you, right? So you're clearing your energies. And I usually say that we have different connection with people, right? So sometimes we have deep connections with the other people, and I will place those as we have some sort of soul connection. There are many different kinds of soul connections, right? But it goes beyond this lifetime, and it's more intense, it feels stronger, so it can feel harder, you know, if something is not coming along in the way that we want it to be, right? We don't always end up with our soulmate. Right? Or soul connection.
That's right.
It does actually happen. So it's like, specifically in the spiritual arena, it's like everything is painted in pink and roses. And once we meet a soulmate, everything is going to be fine. No, it's not. But it's a wonderful connection. It also needs a whole lot of maturity. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much today.
No. I'm enjoying this. I know everyone else is too. This is a big learning curve for many of us.
Thank you. If I could teach anything to anyone else. I just love to do this myself, and I do practice. I walk my talk because I learned that we feel much better, actually. And times when we feel stuck and in stillness and we can't find... It's like walking in a corridor and every door is closed, right? We don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is closed. But when you start to do something with yourself and you clear your energy, it actually works. It doesn't mean overnight or within the hour. Sometimes that happens too, but that's like an extra bonus, right? But it usually is a process, and it's always a blessing. Always.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing all of this information. Oh, my goodness. I cannot wait to start implementing this practice today. I will start today.
Yeah.
Because I think all of us need this. We're not immune to life. We need help. And especially these days, we're feeling different things, and especially these days. So I want to thank you so much for your presentation. This is so interesting, and I know I'm going to come up with more questions. And the great thing is that I have access to you. And if anyone else has any questions, anyone else has any additional questions, I want to invite you over to our Facebook page, where if you've got a question, you can ask Anne about cord cutting, or you can, you know, we don't always have the time to answer, but we'll certainly try to get to you. And that you can find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show on Facebook. And thank you again, dear friend. This was a beautiful
thank
topic.
You. I actually have an idea. I'm going to listen to what I talked, and I'm going to create a video. So I'll put it up on the radio page. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Bravo. Bravo. Very good.
Yes. Because it's a good thing to know, and everyone can benefit from it, actually. It is. Yes.
It is.
So I know people have been waiting so patiently. Thank you. I'm so sorry for talking so much. I just love to talk, too. It's not only you, Tessa.
No, we're happy
that
you did.
I love to talk, too.
I usually have you beat, though. Thank you so much. But do you have any announcements that we need to make before we start taking calls so you can take just a break and get centered for our calls that are coming from our beautiful friends that have been waiting?
Yes. Yes. So just a few
fantastic,
very quick announcements. And today we are talking about, or have been talking about, how to cut the cords. And we take your calls for questions and mini readings, and we have a full board, so we are soon going to get to you. Thank you so much for your patience. If you still want to call in, you can call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial +1 before the number. And as everybody seems to know, but I mention it, if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1 so we can see a raised hand and we grab you. And you can listen live and text chat at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. On our next upcoming show, that's going to be exciting too. Oh, I love that topic. It's next Saturday, February 11th, and we talk about self-love or self-sabotage. That is really intriguing. Mm. That's important too.
Oh, it's a very good one.
So aren't we?
Yes.
A very good one. And we go live 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S., as usual. And I think actually I'm done. I made it very short. So we can move on, start to grab some calls, right?
There you go. There you go. Very good. Very good.
Yes. So let's go to the first one. Let's go to area code 310. Area code 310.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, caller.
Hi.
I'm fine, thank you.
Hi.
How are you?
Not very good. I'm depressed and disappointed and heartbroken, and that's why I'm calling.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I started a new job on the 20th of November, and I was supposed to be 6 weeks training, and then they would move me into my position. And I wasn't picking up. It was a medical production company, and I wasn't getting anything as quick as others. But I didn't come from a medical background like they did, and I wasn't born with a computer on my lap because I was a lot older than they were. So they extended my training for 8 weeks, and I finally started picking things up. And then on Friday, they called me into the office and said, "You're not learning as quick as we want you to. You're not getting to the point where we need you to be. So we're going to fire you." So they let me go yesterday. I'm in panic right now because I owe a lot of money in my car still. I've got bills that are coming up. And I just don't know what to do at this point. So I'm just wondering, what do you see happening if there's another job coming for me? There was one girl that was working there. She just got promoted, and she said she's going to see if she can get me back in a different position. I just talked to her this morning, told her what happened. So if you could see into that, that'd be great.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I forgot to ask you about your name and where you're calling from. I'm sorry.
My name is Vince. I spell it with a Y, and I'm calling from New York.
You're calling from New York. So welcome, Vince.
Yes.
And we're going to try to see here if we can figure something out. Miss Elda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
It's up to you. Whatever you like.
Okay. I can start. And I can see that you feel really bad here, Vince, and I'm sorry for that. And, you know, it's very human, and we need to support ourselves in this world, and we have been living in a kind of a crazy world, too. So I see you having a major change, but that is obvious. It is kind of just confirming what you said. I do have a sense that you're going to find something else, and I feel that it's probably going to come around faster than you think. It feels like it's going to be more than one option, like you have possibilities. You may not feel that all possibilities are equally good, but there are still going to be possibilities. So it's more about keep on believing that you can. And I see that the end result is going to be where you feel you are probably in a better place as well than this one in the end. But it's a process for you to get there, of course. It doesn't feel too bad, right? So let's see what Miss Elda has to say.
Okay.
Thank you, Anne. Hello there, Mr. Vince. Okay, so my guys are saying they understand your feelings, but try not to be panicking, because when we panic, it's hard for us to think. And that's what they want you to do. Now, I've got a good fire energy here of Sagittarius and a good earthy energy of Leo. And both fire and earth are working on your behalf. It does show that you're walking away, but you're not walking away from. You're walking too. And I do believe there is something very quickly coming here for you from what I'm seeing, because I feel that all of a sudden this blindsided you, and you felt like it was stolen from you, and you felt like you were doing okay. I do feel that there's something else. Now, whether this lady can help you, I think you're going to have multiple avenues, and I think that's what Anne was trying to say too. So try not to be panicking. I do feel that things are going to be working out, and you will have another job, and it looks like very soon, before the end of February is what I'm saying for you.
Okay, because there were two jobs that I turned down while I was working there that they called me. So on Monday I'm going to call them and see if they still want to have me come in to interview. The only problem is it's almost a 3-hour drive from where I live, but the pay is good and the companies are very big and, you know, they're well known, well established. So,
Let me say this, Ben. You've got a card here that indicates a home, but it could be a change of residence. So keep open minded. Keep something, because I see smooth sailing for you. So you're thinking Monday, I think you're going to feel right back on track, try to relax a little bit. And, you know, this is just a stepping stone. This is just a thing. You're going to overcome this. You're going to step right up and you're going to you've got an infinite amount of strength that you're working with right now. So hang in there, smooth sailing right ahead. And I don't know if you're a water sign, but you've got water around you. I don't know what that means, but I think it's smooth, calm waters. Smooth, calm waters. So hang in there.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Well, you already said what my sign was earlier. You said that I was surrounded with a Leo, something Leo.
Okay.
And that's what I am because my birthday is in August.
Okay.
So.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Very good. Very good. So thank you so much for calling in, Vince. Keep us posted. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vince.
Be well now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. So we live in a crazy world, right? So let's go to the next caller. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So let's see here. We have, sorry for that, area code 863, area code 863. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, ladies. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia from Florida. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much. What can we help you with today, my dear?
Well, I'm calling to see if you pick up on an out-of-state move for me, a change of residence.
Okay. 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 Miss Ann, are you ready? What would you like to?
I can start. I can see what I'm getting here. I see a whole bunch of people here around you, to be honest, Miss Julia. And I see the sun, and I see you leaving something. And I have a feeling that this is something, either there are people around you where there may be some sort of minor disagreement, because it's like we are arguing, or it may mean that your move, you're wanting to move, is what have been troubling you for some time. So I see a lot of people, actually, to be honest, but I see you leaving something behind you and conquering something. So I do have a sense that you are going to move. I'm not sure out of state, but if that is your goal, I get a sense that that's where you're going to reach. And so I hope this makes sense to you. That was a very short reading. So let's see what Miss Zelda has.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Miss Julia, you've got Scorpio energy here. I don't know what sign you are. Don't tell me yet. But you also have some indication that you're facing things head on. You're like riding into the wind, and your opportunity. You're not done yet. There's growth. There's taken a lot of thought behind things, and it looks like you've been juggling with a few things coming to this decision. I also wonder, I have to say, is this move based around nostalgia or memories or something? But there's a lot going on. You have some healing in your financial house. There is a celebration. I do see a new beginning, and I do see this transformation, like the end of one chapter, moving into the new chapter, and you're ready to take things on head on. And I do believe the answer is because you've got a new beginning here where it's the Ten of Cups, and it's like it flows with that transformation card of that new chapter, new beginning, new path, new way. And it's like you have a benevolent hand looking out for you, new opportunity, growth, and especially a new path. So I'm going to say the answer is yes. I don't know when, but I certainly believe it will be this year, and it will be when you feel you're ready.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love that. Thank you, ladies. That was awesome. Appreciate it.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Good. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for
call
taking
us and
my
let
call.
Us know how things are. You're welcome. Let us know how things are going for you, will you? Great.
All right, wonderful.
Take care
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, another wonderful call, right?
Yes, it is.
I
and
hear
I have
something.
To say, if everyone... Yeah, oh, I was
yeah.
just going to say, if you're hearing things, all of a sudden, I have a little cat who has decided she feels like playing, and she has a box that she's carrying on in, and it's one of those things I just can't mute. So forgive me.
Cats are like toddlers.
They're quiet until you get on the phone, and then look out. There we go.
Yeah.
So forgive
no
us. Her name is Benji. She looks like a little cougar. So anyway, there we go. I'm ready for the next call.
Bless her, and it's a wonderful energy coming. It's a playful energy, right?
Thank you.
So,
yes.
So I'm going to take here area code 775. Let me see here. Area code 775.
Okay.
Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Thank you
Hello?
So much. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
How are things going with you today?
Oh, thank you for asking. The purpose of my call today is something has come up. On January 22nd, there was an agreement that a caregiver was going to come over from a company that I've washed my hands of. And I was very specific with them and very detailed. I needed an itemized receipt showing the agency's state ID number, and I needed specific information such as the time involved and also the three reasons why the caregiver was coming over. Ultimately, it was a complete fiasco. The arrival time was supposed to be 1:30. Somebody else in the agency called me and got angry with me because the caregiver was at the wrong destination on a totally different road, which is not my fault. Ultimately, the caregiver arrived 20 minutes late, and then the caregiver left 10 minutes early. And it was a miserable situation. So I called my bank, and they were outraged on my behalf, and they actually put a stop payment when I had asked them to do a dispute. I wanted the dispute because then legally I felt I would look better because I'm not in the habit of doing a stop payment, and I'm in great standing with this company for 25 years with the bank, but I was speaking to a lady by the name of Lucera earlier at the bank, and she's supposed to call me back. And it looks like this caregiver company has sent me a letter, and the lady's name at the caregiver agency, I won't say her last name, but her name is Maisha, and she was very abusive towards me on the phone. So there is elder abuse. But beyond that, I just want peace and harmony. So will Lucera at this extremely well-known bank, will she figure out an option to help me? The charge is $84. To me, it's a lot of money, but I've done nothing wrong. The company messed up royally, and I approached them in good faith, and they basically treated me like garbage. So, and now they're probably sending a bill to me. So is Lucera going to be able to figure out something from the bank? What's going to happen?
Miss Elder, you want to start?
The bank has the name America in it, so it's a major bank. I'm sure you know which bank I'm talking about.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Okay. So let me just say this. I believe there's going to be a collaboration between you, the bank, and this caregiver. You're going to come to an agreement that your bank will be glad to adhere to based on what it is that you want to accomplish. I do see that you've had some restlessness over this, but there looks like there's an awakening coming. There's going to be working together, working this out, a new beginning. It looks like you're winning. You're walking away from this particular situation, and you're getting this, you're manifesting the new. So I'm just going to say you're getting it worked out. Between your bank and you and the caregiver company, I do feel that you're going to get this worked out very, very quickly this coming week, within the next few days, early
in
the
thank
week.
God. And I asked 3 times to speak to the owner of the franchise, and my issue was horrible. She flatly refused. So, I had an intuition when I called the bank this morning and I spoke to Lucera, and this is illogical to me, but God works in mysterious ways. I had an intuition that the bank might even just pay them because I've been with them for 25 years and I'm an excellent customer. But that's kind of far-fetched probably. So I don't feel like I really owe this company any money whatsoever. I did not. It's like if you went to a department store and you bought some shoes, you get home and there's only one shoe in the box. That's of no use to you. It's no value. So my long-term care company will not count this visit, I assure you, because I do not have that itemized receipt, and they say they will not be producing that receipt. So the value is zero, and I was very specific in needing that before I ever agreed to the visit. So will I end up owing zero to this company? What's going to happen?
I think it will be zero. I think there will be a mutual understanding. I do not believe that your bank is going to get as involved as what you think that they're going to get involved. But I do believe that there's going to be, all I'm seeing is collaboration and a mutual understanding, and you're going to get it taken care of. So I would, I would think, because it shows that you're winning, it shows that you're able to get this taken care of, and it shows that you're manifesting a very good outcome. Now let's see what Miss Ann has to say, and let's see what Miss Ann has to say.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Miss Wendy. And
hello.
I basically get the same as Miss Zelda here. It is something that is like a power struggle right now, right? But you are going to come through it. I don't feel either it's going to be zero. I can't say any amount or sum or anything. But I do feel that you're going to come out of this, and there will be a mutual agreement, and everything will be better than you think right now. I see strength, and I see people approaching each other with willingness to resolve something, even though you haven't experienced that up until this point, right? But I do feel that's going to come, and I see strength, and I see that it's workable, and you can come through it. You are going to come through it,
well,
and I also have a sense it's going to happen fast.
And the owner's last name is Mafio, and if I asked for the opportunity to speak with him, and I think that he should be interested because, quite frankly, there was elder abuse, and that would not look good for his company. I speak honestly and truthfully.
Yeah.
And the company is lucky if I don't pursue an allegation of elder abuse. Will I ever speak to Mr. Mafio, or will they just shove me away?
I think if you want
what
to
I'm getting,
him, I think
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no,
no.
That's
no.
Number two, everyone. Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Zelda, okay? Be my guest.
What I'm going to say is that I feel he feels threatened right off the bat, and that I feel coming out of the gate with that type of allegation, he will not speak to you at all. So that's I would, the spirit is telling me easy does it, one step at a time, easy does it. So that's what, but we do have to take some other callers, Ms. Wendy, and as always, we thank you and let us know how everything has happened. You're going to get through this. You're going to get through this. So don't worry.
Well, thank you. And will I be happy and at peace with the resolution within a week?
It shows that there's a new beginning and that you're winning. So, yes, I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Well, I love both of you, ladies. May God bless you.
And, thank you.
I have worked in an environment which demands honesty, and I'll be honest with you ladies always as well, of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. We appreciate you. We wish you well, Ms.
Wendy. I appreciate
you. Take care and have
you.
A beautiful week. Okay.
I hope
take
you
care,
so. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Please pray for me. I would appreciate it. This is resolved quickly and to my advantage.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Speedy, if we can.
I am Speedy Gonzalez.
If we can.
We want to get everyone. That's right.
Yes.
So let's try to get everyone.
So,
and if you're listening out there, we'll have to answer you pretty quickly. I'm sorry. We always run out of time, but we have a whole load of everyone calling in. So I'm ready, Ms. Ann. I'm ready.
And I'm guilty today because I've talked a lot, right? Let's go to area code.
No, we love you.
646. Thank you. Area code 646. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Anne. Hi, Zelda. This is Carla calling from New York. Thank you so much for taking my call. And,
Hi, Carla. I spoke
to you guys. Thank you. I spoke to you several weeks ago regarding my condo. It still hasn't sold. I'm keeping the faith. I know you both are very confident that it will sell soon, so I keep looking online for a home. Some that I liked have obviously sold just because it's taking it for me to get my offer. But there are a couple of more homes that I would like. I am looking online and I'm going to be seeing in the next few days with my husband. And I'm wondering, out of the two homes, one is more expensive and the other one is less expensive. Which one do the cards say I should sort of lean towards? Obviously, I will follow my gut once I'm there. But I would love the input.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Ms. Ann, all right.
Yes. I can
are you
go.
Ready?
I can start.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Ms. Carla, thank you for calling us back, right?
Thank you.
And that goes for everyone. So we enjoy you all. And I get a good energy around both of these opportunities, right? But maybe the one that is less, maybe this sounds a little bit odd, like opposite from what one could expect, but the one that is less expensive, that is holding a different energy. It's more of a magical energy. A magical energy in the sense that it's wonderful and peaceful and nice. It's a good energy, energy where you feel grounded, you feel good, and you can relax, having peace, and kind of observe what you have and enjoy what you have rather than the other. The other one is coming with more like, it's also a good energy. It's grounded energy, but it's an energy where maybe there's a lot of sharing stuff and thinking before you make the move somehow. So it is none of them are bad, but a little bit better on the less
second one.
Expensive option.
The less expensive, I see. Okay, well, I hope it'll still be on the market when I'm ready because they have open houses this weekend. So if it's meant to be, it'll be.
Good.
Let's see.
I've got to see this real quickly, Carlos, because it's amazing because you have a choice. Every card that I have out references to two, even down to a Gemini energy, two. It looks like you're juggling between two. You're struggling between two. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on the limb and say this. I don't tell us the prices of the homes. I don't want to know. But there is a wand that has a number 8 or a number 9 in it. If they both do, then go down to the next thing. And I don't know if there's water around, but there is a water reference to one of them. I think that will be the one.
A water reference to one of them. Okay.
And one of them that has one that has a number 8 or a number 9 in the, either the price or in the address.
I see. Okay. I have to look.
Okay.
It's all mushed in my head. It's all muddled, but I'll look.
Okay. Yes. But I think you're there's one that has a water reference to it. You could walk in and you could see an aquarium, or you could see somebody had gone on the vacation to Florida, or you could say see a sailboat, or whatever the case may be. I think that will be the home that you're drawn to.
I know one for sure has a pool, but you know what? We were thinking of closing it up because we don't swim.
If we go,
okay. So that may be it. I don't know.
Could be. Well, let us know, my darling. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let us know.
Appreciate you too. You guys are fabulous.
Thank you.
I will call back soon. Yes, hopefully with good news.
Good. Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So let's go to the next one very fast here. Area code 856. Area code 856. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria Flinders.
Hi, Rosemaria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you. And how can we help you?
About a relationship.
About a relationship. Miss Elda, do you want to start or do you want me to?
I can, yes. No, I can start if you need a minute here. Okay. So here we go. About a relationship. Now is this a new relationship or is this a current relationship? Is that what you're asking about? Hello?
Yeah, current one.
Okay. Because I've got an Aries energy and an Aquarian energy, with both are giving me really, really good vibes right now. But I think the Aquarian energy means that this is going to be a time, I think there's been a little bit of struggle, but it shows smooth sailing. You don't have to look back. You don't have to think anything. Also, there's a house or a home wrapped around this. So that's number one. That's what I'm seeing. So I think you've got some smooth sailing ahead of you, my dear Rosemary. Let's see what Anne has to say.
Hi, Miss Rosemary here. And I get the same sense. I had two cards falling out, and it shows that you probably had some maybe disagreements, maybe something had going on that made you feel, both of you maybe have some argumentation or something. But I feel also you're going to get past that. Sometimes when we are in the middle of things, it's like, I don't want to give up, and the other one doesn't want to give up. I want to state that I'm right? And so I get that feeling around both of you. But I also see a brand new beginning when tension is going to be released. I would like to advise actually what we talked about today, cord cutting. This is excellent when we have something going on and we want to renew something, because we come out of, even if we have a good time, right? So I do feel that this is going to turn around and come to a place where it's going to be much better. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes.
Okay, good. So thank you so much for calling us, and please keep us updated. Okay? Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So let's go to the next one then. I'm going to see if we have someone waiting a long time here, because it's not coming up in order, so to speak. We have area code 701. Area code 701. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, caller. Yes, we hear you. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minot, North Dakota, and my name is Kayla.
Kayla. Hi, Kayla. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, my son is very, very mad at me. And I don't even know if it really is. I believe he's being, I don't know how to say, stuff feeding to him, you know, because my relationship with my kids, I'm very, very close with them. And my kids' dad's wife is starting problems. And I don't know what she's been telling him, but I have not talked to him since the 3rd, and last night I had received a Facebook message from him, and I don't know if it was really him because it didn't sound like it, but towards the end it did.
Okay. So, Ms. Zelda, you want to start?
Yes, I don't mind to start. Okay. All right. So what I'm getting here, my dear Kayla, is I know it's very hard not to pay attention to this, but I think do not get sucked in to this drama that has been going on. I think that your son is going to see the light. There is peace here. I have very peaceful cards, although I see that you are having some anxiety, can't sleep, you're concerned about if your son is going to not love you anymore, if he's going to want to stay with them, he's going to, you know, there's a lot. And the invitation here is that as long as you don't get sucked into the drama, I would approach this as saying, if you would like to talk to me about some things, let's talk in person. And don't get sucked in, because I do see some things coming from the new person. And the new person in his dad's life. And I'm just going to say that I see you handling this correctly. There is a healing, a big healing coming, even though it seems like there's a conflict right now and you feel like this is a painful ending. There's some Taurus energy here. This Taurus energy is marked the lover of beautiful things. And I think, Mom, bless your heart, I was there, been there, done that. My son is now 26. We have a very good relationship. And I, unfortunately, these things happen. There's not going to be a parting of your ways. I do see that you're going to get this worked out, and he is going to be coming to you. There's going to be a new beginning. And I do feel if you can just keep calm, you're going to be okay. Just keep calm through the whole thing and know that your thoughts are not the facts. Don't let your thoughts start running, racing ahead of you and thinking, oh my God, what if this happens? And oh my God, am I losing my son? You're not losing your son. Your son loves you very, very much. And he's being a little led, I'm going to say that right now. But he says he knows the truth. He knows who you really are. So, Mama, you hang in there. You know, he will never leave you. Your son has a bond with you. He's not going to leave you alone. He's not going to, he's always going to be there. Just take it. I know it's hard, but try to take it in stride. I promise it will.
What about my daughter? Like, she's my little cheerleader, but I mean, they're in a very bad environment with their dad and wife. He's very physically, mentally, and abusive.
Okay. Okay.
But when I left him, I turned it.
Okay. Miss Ann, I'm going to give you, because we don't have much time, but I'm going to hand you over to Miss Ann. I think she can she can help you with what she is seeing as well.
Okay. I just want to start with the son, Miss Kayla. And the first thing that came up is that he loves you extremely much. So you have the foundation with your son. This is just something that he's, I think Zelda used the word led, and he's, you know, he's somehow easy to convince sometimes because he tries to do his best when he's at his dad, right? So I think that's the only thing. And just as Miss Zelda said, just breathe and don't let them drag you into the drama, because many times people do, and that's when we get caught up in something and we are starting to create all of these cords and we find ourselves in a yarn in the middle of it, right? So it's difficult then to kind of... I feel that your son loves you, this is fine, and he's going to see through what they may tell him or he may hear from where he's spending his time, right? So he's going to appreciate you even more after. That's what I feel. And your daughter, I'm going to see about your daughter. I get a little bit of a different energy from her. I have a sense that she actually may want to walk away from where she is right now. That's how it feels like. Yeah. Is she older?
She's younger.
She's younger. Is she more mature, maybe, than your son?
No.
She's eight. Okay. No, she's not. But I get a sense that she's a different personality, and I get a sense that she's a little bit tired of being there.
Yes.
She sees things in a little bit of a different light. We usually say daddy's girl and mommy's boy, right? But she's your daughter.
Yes.
I feel that very strongly. And you have a much stronger foundation with her, right? So I hope we could help you. And please keep us updated. We're sorry we need to move on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Wish you
thank
well,
you.
Okay? Hang in there, Mama.
Yes.
You take care.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too, honey.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. So do we have time for a very short one? We have maybe 3 minutes for someone? Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's go for it. Let's go for area code 780, area code 780. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Andriana. It's Jay. Call from Canada. Thanks for taking my quick call. And yes, hey, Zelda.
Thank you.
Too.
Hi. Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing great. Doing great. How can we help you? We've got about 2 minutes here. So
good.
How can we
good
help
question.
You, my darling?
I was talking about my job. I've been terminated on 24th of February, but now something came up on Friday that they want to actually keep me on for a couple months. So they asked me for a decision on Monday, so I just wonder if I should take it or not take it because of and they haven't proposed it to the rest of the people, the higher-ups that approve it. So just maybe what quick should I take it and maybe what the outcome is. Thanks.
Okay. Anne, do you want to go first or you want me to?
Yes. I can go first. I'm going to be very, very fast.
Okay.
Promise. So I get a sense that, first of all, it feels like you are sitting in a situation where you need to make a decision and fast, right? But that's basically what you said. I have a feeling that you are on top of the situation. You can't make a wrong choice. And I feel that it's a good idea, actually, to take it. That's what I feel.
So let's see what Miss Zelda has. That was a very fast answer.
Thank you.
My dear Jay, you've got energy around you. You've got Gemini, Cancer, Libra, and Sagittarius. What does this mean? You've got a lot of decision makers, a lot of people around you. You're concerned, is it going to be a painful ending, and is the painful ending going to just be delayed? The answer is no. I think you should take it, and I think this is going to look, I think it's going to work into something more than just the time allotted. So it looks like taking it is a brand new beginning, and I'm going to say you've got this intellectual air about you. I think you know. I think you just need to do confirmation, and I think that's really what it is. I do feel that it's basically saying hang on, so I say hang on.
Great. That's all I have. Wow.
Okay,
there
wonderful.
We go.
Keep us posted. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
you.
You're welcome.
You take care.
Love you too, and I'll keep you posted. Definitely.
All right. Love you guys. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 So I'm going to pop something very, just a few quick announcements here.
If we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And if you wrote your question in the chat room before the show ends, we will be glad to answer your question after the show. Please feel free to write your question in the chat before the end of the show. Hello, this is your friend Psychic Zelda Kelly, and my beautiful co-host Psychic Angel Ann and I would love to invite you over to Facebook. There you'll find us at Psychic Secrets Radio Show. You can find us very, very easily, and there you will find past episodes of Psychic Secrets Radio, and you can view readings from both Ann and myself. We would love to have you. See you there. You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio.
So, back again here. On today's show, we have been talking about how to cut the cords, and if you didn't listen to that or missed that part of the show, please go back because it's really interesting and something that can add to your life, to be honest with you. And our next upcoming show here on Psychic Secrets Radio is next Saturday, February 11th. It's going to be about self-love or self-sabotage. Interesting question, very intriguing topic. And of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live. And as usual, we go live 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Miss Zelda, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show? Miss Zelda? I can't hear you, Miss Zelda. So maybe there's something up with her. So I send you blessings from Miss Zelda. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. That's going to be next Saturday. We do appreciate all of you. And I'm sending you all love, life, peace, and joy from both me and Miss Zelda. A lot of wonderful. So maybe I was the
there.
Bad guy here. Yeah, sorry.
There. Can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, there you
okay.
are.
Okay. I think I was muted. Thanks, everybody. I love you. And our listenership has increased every week because of you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a very blessed and prosperous, healthy week ahead, and we'll see you again next Saturday. Love you so much, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com. Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.